to ask questions about why. My biggest question is why, like you heard in the promo. Why do we do the things we do? Why do we believe the things we believe? And if we give you some thoughts, so we can then conclude individually if these beliefs are worth holding on to or letting go of, right? All right, today is no different. We've got a grocery plan out. As usual, the show is in two parts. The first half is called The Appetizer. That's where I bring you a tidbit of what my weekend was like and lessons I picked from it. No comment zone. Right after that, we'll go straight into the main dish. So let's get started.
Here's The Appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, on The Appetizer today, two things stood out for me from the weekend, and I'm going to share them with you. The first thing is that for those of you who are givers, and by givers, I mean people who tend to give it to other people. I'm not just talking money. I'm saying people who pour into other people, you know. I want to encourage you this week to also be kind to yourself and also give to yourself. You know, the time you spend and give to other people, if you spend a fraction of it and give it to yourself, you'll see immense growth. So this is to encourage you to say, if you, because there are people like that who are just given to other people, they're given to developing, helping people, but sometimes it becomes a little problematic that you don't think about yourself. So this week I wanted to give you some thought. Secondly, I also had a big thought this weekend about, you know, I'm always talking about the being in tune with yourself, with your being. This weekend I had conversations again and also thoughts in myself about, you know, staying in tune with myself and asking, why have I gotten to the place I'm at? What did I do to get here? What did I not do to get here? What can I do about it? What am I unable to do anything about? And what am I going to do going forward? So this week, again, be sincere with yourself. Ask yourself the thorough questions and give yourselves the completely, completely sincere answers. All right. You're welcome. Free counseling for all of you. Okay, let's get the show started right now with the main dish.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
Okay, today the table we are breaking, now that it's 6 minutes past nine, is talking about property. So here's the question. If a woman gets married, and of course, once people get married, they become one. Technically, legally, spiritually, and in all sense of it, they become one person, right? Do we agree on that? You don't have to agree. I'm saying that's what we know. If you have a different opinion, you can tell me. Now, I want to find out from you, if a woman has a property pre-marriage, should she hand them over to a husband as per head of the home? Shay, you know, we've talked about this head of the home thing. A lot of you still believe. All right. So as per father of the house, husband of the bride, you know. Do you think that it's appropriate or it's a duty for her? You can choose. Is it a duty or is it appropriate for her to say, oh, I've got all these properties before we got married. They were in my name. Now I'm moving them to your name. What do you think? Right? If what you guys talk about, your phone lines are on fire already. If what you talk about is anything to go by, that would mean that, I mean, the husband is... Okay, I mean, I see what's on my mind. Let's get to the phone lines. 0700-993. Oh, yeah. We've got a problem with the female line. So everybody's using that line. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993-2993-3993. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Mazude Wemimo.
Sir?
I would advise any woman, if you got married, anything you get, keep it to yourself. Because marriage now, men, now are your and they do. If you submit it to the very person, I bet you they will take it away from you and pursue you from the house. So keep your property you make for yourself. Your husband will keep her own. his own. So that is my own submission.
Okay.
Don't ever try.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Says everybody to his own. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the table talk.
Alex, so is my name.
Okay.
Well, if you will, I will take myself like an example. I'm not married, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it is a must. Pre-marriage that a lady has a property like that. It is only by her own way that she's ready to, you know, leave it, hand it over to me as a husband. But I wouldn't want that for my own selfish reasons. No. I want that to be something that is that is being owned by her. Except she has a reason why she wants to hand it over to me as a husband. We just manage that property for her and make sure from that property she expands to other properties.
But you know, you can help her develop the property and make it grow without it being in your name also.
That is what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not much more than me, but I will say it will be in me. But except she has a reason that she wants our name as only one party to be there. But I'll ask her the reason why. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
To get a better understanding of what she really means and what she wants out of this.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Table Talk.
Yes. In fact, I will advise the woman to keep the property in her name for close to 10 years in the marriage to understudy. Understudy, because sometimes some men will know that this lady has this property, and because of that, they are attracted. So, just getting that out of from her, push her away. That's all she. That's all he wanted. So I will even say, it's even if it's even possible, let her keep it in her name. Even if she's sending it to maybe the husband's surname, but let it be in her name. Let her not transfer it.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I have another question. I'm coming.
Everyone, please.
Yes.
I need the number of the INEC commissioner, please. If you can just say, I don't mean to derail you from this topic.
You just derailed me, but okay, I'll see what I can do. All right. Oh, gosh, yeah. I said I was going to ask his permission to share. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Welcome Hello? To the show. I can hear you. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, hi. My name is Tayo.
Welcome, Tayo.
Okay. I think I lost you guys earlier, but I presume it's a case of transferring of property
to
marriage, right?
Right.
For me, I will say because of love, or there's no love, or we are married. For Pete's sake, it's still my property, and so shall leave it. So whilst I'm actually in your household, and should we come across something new, but what I had earlier is for my father. Why should I put in your name?
Okay. So anything you have when you get married going forward, you can share, but not before then.
Not before then. I'm sorry. While we were dating and we acquire, fine. But I mean, as long as when I was a spinster, hell no, it's still mine.
I hear you. It says, okay, when we get married, we can build together. But what I brought into the relationship and marriage remains mine. Good morning. Hello? Hello, you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Speak up for me. What's your name?
Okay. I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Okay. So this our topic today, really, it's a concerning issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me use myself as an example.
All right.
Okay. I just got married newly. So then we are cutting. You know, I told my wife everything I have, you know, talk about it, how plan, want to plan about this, that. So
yeah.
I never knew if she had anything. She didn't tell me. I never bought that.
Oh, she didn't tell you she had property?
Yeah, she didn't tell me.
But you told everything you had.
When we were cutting, everything, plain, open. But that is not an issue for me.
Okay.
So when you brought out this topic, so I was just like, okay, let me contribute. So recently we were arguing about, she's concerned about password of her phone and everything, stuff like that. So I was worried.
She did not want to share the password to her phone.
Yes, yes.
But she has access to your phone.
Yes. No, but she don't. She never, well, for once, pick my phone and check. But she have access. I gave her. You know, she gave me her home too.
So later I checked behind her. So she was worried about how will I go behind her. She won't show me passport. If I want to see, she will open the passport for me and I will look in front of her. I should not go behind. So I have to call the mom. So I told the mom that this is what happened. This is because it's a new marriage. What happened? The mom now told me that, okay, no problem. There's something she doesn't want to review now. But don't worry, there's no problem. I know what is happening, why she's doing like that. So from the hint I got from the mom, like, okay, maybe she's hiding something. But I don't care about all these things. I never... Really, that's not my concern. Her property is her property. I'm even happy for her. She's doing well. It's an addition for us. So, but I never find any offense. So later, I now discover that, okay, this is what she's keeping for me. Okay, let me just let everything be. And let me be cool and act normal. So that is my own part of the whole story. But women, I understand why they are doing that.
Why?
On the safer side.
On the safer side.
Women, when the whole marriage thing go apart, women are of more advantage here in Nigeria.
Correct.
When it comes to property and all these things. So they have to be on the safer side. That is why I like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You were very honest. And thank you for sharing your story.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I agree. I think that's why a lot of women are very cautious. But the flip side of this conversation is it the same thing for men? Like, do we expect men? I mean, if a woman gets married to you, should she expect the man to put all his property on the table and say, this is what I've got, and I'm moving them to your name? Do we keep up that kind of energy? Okay, you want to call me back. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'll be reading your comments from there in a bit. We're also on WhatsApp, 08095975805. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Well, Sunday. Welcome, Sunday.
Yes, it's an interesting topic. Personally, I do not think my wife should transfer the ownership of her private property to my name. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I got married, I didn't ask my wife to change her name. It was her own family members that were pressuring her to change her name. You know, and now it's already causing a problem because of the whole documentation thing. She has to do passport and everything. I asked her, look, did I ask you to change your name?
Mm.
She said no, that her family was pushing her, that why would you not change your husband's name? I said, like me that owns the name, I didn't force you to do that. So I think sometimes it's culture.
Yeah.
It's cultural. She has her own business, she has her own stuff. And I told her that, look, your stuff is your stuff, my stuff is my stuff.
Right.
But again, you know, it's culturally, I'm at home.
Now the network decided to mess up. All right, let's go to WhatsApp before I return to the phone lines. Your name is this Gary? Is that your name? From Volks. You say, whatever be the case, technically it's the man's property already and vice versa. You mean the woman's property is already the man's property and vice versa? It's not yours legally. Maybe in your mind it is, but legally it's not yours unless it is yours. Muyideen says, whichever property my wife acquired before we got married remains hers. And so all the relevant documents that confers ownership on her should remain unchanged and vice versa. So you guys are keeping the energy up. I'm heading to Facebook now. Aninu Rebasit, not at all. A woman's property belongs to a woman while the man's property belongs to the man. But after death, here comes another judgment. Would you explain that later part? Ifeanyi Anyalewechi. I think marriage should be a thing of total trust. If there's no trust between a man and a woman, it's better that they should not get married. That's why one has to pray properly before entering a relationship. Okay? Good morning. Hello?
Hello.
For goodness sake, put off the radio.
Hello?
Okay, call me back. Put off your radio and then call me back. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Be sure to use the hashtag Nigeria Info TT. That's for Table Talk, so that I can catch your message. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Obatunde, calling from Kaja.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe any property a woman has before she got married, I would advise such woman not to change the name.
Mm.
We men, we are very desperate.
You agree that?
Say what?
What did you say? You said men are what?
We are very desperate. You can change any time.
Huh.
Yeah, so my advice for woman that if she has any property before I'm married, she should even change it to the husband's name.
Hmm.
Let the property remain in her name.
Hmm.
And she should have a goodwill for the property for her children. Apart from that, she shouldn't do anything again.
She shouldn't will the property to her husband?
Yeah, she should will the name of the property in her children's name, not in the name of the husband, in her children's name.
But how about the man's property? In whose name should he will his property?
The man can will in the name of the children, but the woman shouldn't try willing her property to a man.
But should a man will to his wife his property?
Sure. You can do that.
Wow. Seeing that it is men telling me this thing this morning, eh? Seeing that it is men saying this morning. You guys. Good morning, hello?
Good morning, Ma.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kingsley, calling from Jakos.
Welcome. What do you think? Hello, Kingsley. Your line is rambling. Hello, good morning. Are you there? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
I can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Samuel, calling from my job.
All right, Samuel. Go ahead, hello, go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the issue is of two faces.
Mm-hmm.
There are some marriages that if you are so sincere, you know, because it happens to me. My younger sister, when she got married,
mm-hmm.
she has a plot of land somewhere. Then she told me about it. Then I instructed her that she should change the property document to both names. Her husband name and her name, because
okay.
I am so much of that.
Okay.
Now, because if peradventure anything came up in the future, we the family, as an elder brother, I will stand up for her. But if everything is going smoothly, if what belongs to the man belongs to her, automatically what belongs to her should belong to the man. So that's
right.
My own opinion. Anyway.
Right. Thank you very much. Says it must be tit for tat. If it's good for the goose, it should be good for the gander. Can you put off your radio when you call? That can't be difficult. No. It can't be that difficult. Once you're dialing, put off your radio. Simple. Don't do that. It's really unpleasant. All right. We are back on social media, back onto WhatsApp. 08095975805. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome.
Sorry, please, can I remain anonymous?
That's all right.
When I was 22 years old, mm-hmm. of age.
Mm-hmm. Is this male or female calling me, by the way?
I'm a guy.
Okay, go ahead.
I asked my mom, what happened to all this land that she bought then? She said, my father sold our land and used the money to marry someone else.
Away.
So if you marry, please, kindly let your property be in charge of your kids. If you've not married, then you can do otherwise. To me personally, my money is my money. My property is my property.
So you will not change. You will not include your wife's name in your property.
Wife got one. What can I go use wife's name too? If I have kids, I change the name to. If I marry immediately, I will change my. I mean, I will change everything that I needed to be changed, but not my property.
Wow.
I will not do that. With this my experience.
Hmm.
With this my experience, my mom will do a contribution, like to bought a land.
Hmm.
And my father went ahead and sold the land to marry second wife. What am I talking about here? It's a disaster.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Someone disagrees with all of you on WhatsApp. You didn't tell me your name. Says, well, Mima, these men calling this morning are fake in their submission. They don't really mean what they are saying. Also, you guys should please include your names. You say marriage is a union. You don't gamble into. When a man marries a woman, both parties would adjust names on property documents as for both of them. If any issue, you cannot live without a loss, but not total loss. So you're saying summarily that you should switch your property to your partners on both ends. Zephaniah G. Adamu on Facebook, I think women should totally submit to their husbands. You have to be watching live to see what I just did. Women should totally submit to their husband. And then Reba said, oh yeah, you're replying to that comment. After death, the property of a woman belongs to her children and both parents of the woman. For the husband, after death, his property belongs to the kids and the wife of the deceased and the parents of the husband. So that means nothing for the men, nothing for Ona. You men are agreeing that you don't want anything. Okay, I'll be back to talk some more on Table Talk right after the break. Don't go away. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is Table Talk. Let's talk property some more when we come back. To their men, particularly to their husbands. Okay, so this is a new one on Table Talk, which is possibly why one of the comments on social media is that a lot of men calling they're fake. What they're saying is not true. Because y'all are the ones who would come on Table Talk and tell me that women need to submit. Submission, submission, submission. But now you, I mean, practically all the men, except for one, have told me that women should keep their properties. And if you need to do anything, will it to your children, not your husband. Men telling me that. Ha. If you hear it shock you, it shock me. If it's your first time joining Table Talk, you're welcome. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on Table Talk. And we're looking at property, and I'm asking you, if a woman gets married, should she change the name she has on her property to her husband? Either give it totally to him or include him as co-owner for the property. All right. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. Phone lines 01-277-7993-1993-2993-3993. You know, I don't have energy to be calling one by one. Good morning. Hello? 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 All right. Please go back. Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning.
I want to respond to one of the comments by one of the callers.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds quite disrespectful. Not all men are fake, because you say all men are fake. That thought is quite below the my ankle, that kind of thought, because you can't just come or just comment that all men here.
Nobody said all men are fake. The person said the callers who have called and given their thoughts about not needing a woman's property. That's different from all men now. All men is every man in the world, and not every man in the world has called me today.
Very well, so I'm just trying to explain, because not all men are the same. I gave an example of myself that property belongs to the lady before she gets married. Mm-hmm. As a man, it is not a must. I must compel her. It is only a man that is poorly trained and brought up that goes off to claim a property that is not meant for him.
All right, thank you very much. Because you called before, I'm going to allow other people get through. Good morning, hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Okay. My name is Biodun, calling from Lagos.
Okay, Biodun, go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. What concerning this woman submitting a property or changing it to the man, the husband's name, I don't think it's a good idea. But for me, I would prefer she let me know, you know. I prefer she let me know she has social claim before marriage. If not, the loyalty will be nothing, you know. So
you want her to inform you before marriage about what she has? You want her to tell you everything she owns before marriage?
Exactly, because I would definitely tell her my own too.
Okay.
But she must not change it to my own name, you know? We're all working for the children, so she doesn't have to change it to my name. So she can put her children's name if she likes, or she does it on her own name.
But how about your property? In whose name would you keep it? Would you include her or also move it to your kids?
If it's property I have before her, I think it will remain on my own name. So once we have signed an agreement as my next of kin. Mm-hmm. That means the property belongs to her. I mean, to both of us, you know. But if it's something I get after marrying her, then the property should be on her name.
On your own name?
On our name.
On both of you. How about for her? If she gets property after you got married, in whose name should it be? Should she still keep that to herself?
Sorry, you said what?
If she gets property after you are both married, should she still keep that in her name or in both for both of you?
No. It must be on her name after marriage.
Both of you?
Yes.
Okay, I hear you. Okay. Okay, so all the men that insist on a woman submitting everything she has, they've not woken up, they're not around, they travel, or maybe they left the country. Where are they? Because all of you are so today. Okay, I like. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Raymond.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Raymond.
Please speak into your phone, you sound pretty faint.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you sound far away. That's a problem.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Are you using a...
Can you hear me loud and clear now?
Now you're talking. Please tell me your name.
Yeah, my name is Ajibola.
All right, Ajibola, go ahead.
Well, I love this topic, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, if a woman had a property before she get married, the only thing she can, for me, maybe she can change the next of kin to the husband.
Okay.
But any other property she tried to afford or get after marriage, maybe, yes, she can decide between she and the other guy. Okay, let's see what I want to get to. I want to do them. She will put them for the family name, not that the husband name.
That would be for the names will bear the document will have both of your both of your names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not my, or not the husband, not my name, or not only your name.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what will happen in the future. So if it's the family name, I can't just decide to take ownership of the property.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that is for me. So, but any other property she have acquired before getting married, she can change the next of kin to the husband or the children.
Okay, I hear you. Thank you very much for calling. I'm going to WhatsApp after this next call. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Amimo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Oluwajomiloju.
You're welcome.
I'll sing a song to answer this question. Okay. Dagba property aye ni o. Lo fi inti ni. Umbani jela ujo. The truth is that if there's complete understanding in any union, my wife is the owner. My husband is the owner. All those ones are just stories. Come out with good open. Once you have open mind, you don't have to change your name. I don't have to change my name. Whatever you have, I have. Whatever I have, you have. Trust is the most important. Trust is the important thing. The one that is most important is trust and love. Then complete communication.
Okay.
When your communication is complete, full. Forget the rest.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm on WhatsApp, as I said. Abubakar says, the wife's property is hers to do as she pleases. It would be great if she wills it to her children. The husband's property is for the family to be willed to your wife, your children, and other members of the larger family. It's never too early to start writing your will, Abubakar says. Okay? I'm listening to you all. Fidel. When a man gets married, he has married a partner and they share their resources together. That's what trust entails and building a relationship. But it depends on the agreement of both partners. I don't believe these men saying women should not will their properties to their men. There's something fishy. That's Fidel on WhatsApp. Anonymous. Most women are wired to be selfish in nature. They will keep their secrets while assuming that they are entitled to their husband's property and resources. Partly why most marriages crash when the man cannot provide for all anymore. All right, this one, what's your name? You said, some men will just be yearning dust. Anything you get before marriage remains yours. When you get married, they should go to the children. The man who said some men can be desperate is speaking for himself. A lot of women get married to well-to-do men. What's their reason? Wemimo, do you believe marriage is a bond? If a bond, I'm sure you mean it's a bond, then a bondage? The moment you accept a bond, then both property belong to both of you, except you have a plan B for the relationship. Bentech from Igodo. This is long ago. Let me start with looking for your name. Original Samuel from Ikorodu. He said, listening to your callers, you know who spoke based on sentiment and who spoke on how things should be. Why would you say your property is your property? As a woman, you want your husband to name his property in your name, but you can't do the same. The partner you are intimate with, you share a bed with, you trust so much not to stab you in your sleep. The partner you trust so much not to poison your meal, yet you do not trust a partner with ordinary property. Ordinary property. Let me shock you. It says, what if the children you trust so much do not belong to you? If you do DNA tests, they say, Lobato. I read it the way he wrote it. Thank you, Samuel. Anonymous. What are you saying? Times have changed. People have changed. Marriage is more brain tasking these days. What works for A never works for B. If God gives you the peace to convert ownership, do. If vice versa, please keep your property in your name and marinate your marriage if it's manageable. Well, I think any property along the line should, along the line in the marriage, remain in each other's names and can be transferred when they have kids to them. Because anything can happen in between or at the end of the marriage. Your own is your own and mine is mine. But we can support each other. He said a lot is happening these days. Don't tell me your name. The names on the property belonging to husband or wife will be, for example, if Uche marries Joyce, it will become Mr. Uche Obi and Mrs. Joyce Obi, except properties attached to families. Yeah, correct. Princess P, the Nigerian law says the spouse's individual properties before marriage belong to them individually. No, there's no law that says so. I understand what you're trying to interpret, but there isn't a law that specifically says so. If there is, please share with me. You said the property acquired during the marriage jointly belongs to both of them. This is to enable ease of property sharing and determination in case of separation or divorce. The law of the land is superior to any other tradition, emotion, beliefs, or feelings. Thank you. So I get what I'm trying to say. Most times in divorce proceedings, if your partner is saying, oh, you must share the property with me, you can argue it out and say, I had this one before I had you. But if you've changed the name on the property to your partner's name, there's nothing to argue now. Do you get the point, Princess P? So I get what you're saying, but if you change the name on that property to both of your names, you can't say, oh, I had this one before marriage or after. I hope you understand. Aki from Surulere, let's pretend like women don't marry men because of money. You can't help paying bills for children because that they carry. Oh, they cannot help paying the bills for the children that they carried for 9 months. They'll say, Shebi, the man is ahead. Husband's money is our money, but my money is my money. Said most women are selfish. I'm back on Facebook. On YouTube, first of all. Wilfred Oluku says, I don't think it matters whose name. A will will determine who owns what. If I had a property before marriage, there would be no changes. Thank you. Facebook, let me see. Okay. Ajibola Oyewumi, I think it's good to make the property one, since they are one. If they're going to be separating property, it means there is no total trust. Then what are we doing together if there's no trust? Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Kola Kadri, calling from the Jureki.
Thank you for calling.
I want to look at it from a different angle.
Okay, good.
I'm a Muslim, and in Islam, mm-hmm. women... Married women are not obliged to take the name of their husband.
Okay.
So, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I, for instance, would prefer that if my wife is buying a property,
mm-hmm.
she should buy it in her name.
Okay.
If I am buying a property, I can buy a property and give to her in her name. But if I'm buying, I can buy and keep in my name in case I marry another wife.
Okay.
So the property can be shared, can belong to both of them eventually if I pass on. But the truth is that whatever she has belongs to her. Mm-hmm. Whatever I have belongs to us because I am obliged to take care of my family.
Wow.
That is the position I'm taking.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much. Oh, so these men agree, most of the callers, and agree that a woman's stuff is hers. The man's stuff is for all of us. Is that where we're all... This is where all the eyes have it today. I'm on Twitter. The Timmy says, Wemimo, this guy's calling you a bunch of hypocrites, talking about desperacy. Have you seen these ladies? In marriage, we both own all. Name changing is not so much a big deal. Joy forever. If there is real love and collaboration, there's no need for hiding. All the things I had before marriage belong to the family. It's good to have sincerity and openness. Thank you very much, Joy forever. some people are asking on Twitter, why would she do that? Why would she change her name? Why would she do that? Okay, I'll let you guys keep the conversation going up. Okay, you, as you know, we'll have a second part of this conversation next week, and I'm going to throw in one spanner in the wheel, just to cook it up a bit. CEO Stingy Man Association on WhatsApp. Well, Mimo, do you remember the story of the woman that was collecting rent from the husband on a house she owned, which was unknown to the husband? I heard that story. He said, that's the average Niger woman's mentality. If you keep yours, I'll keep mine. Says me, I no be gentleman like that. All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining the show today. Let's continue next week, Monday, same time from 9 to 10. I'd love to hear what you think when you keep talking on social media. I'm there at Wemimo Sport. If you're a male, by the way, you should go join the group I have for men on Facebook. It's called Pro Version Man. Go join it. We've got conversations going up there. And I have some stuff also for you on my social media pages. Go check it out now. It's at Wemimo Sport. I'll see you around again. Have a great day. What's Up Lagos is next after the news on the hour at 10. Don't go away.
And information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.